Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone. Brad's Vinyl. And Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of all of my LPs. Vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s. A couple of 90s out there. As I burn them to digital. Everything from classic rock to rockabilly punk, new wave, new age, and more. And we got some noise in the background going on. Standard Ridgeway on vocals there from Wall of Voodoo. Today we're going to be featuring their debut LP, their very first LP. I think the very best, although it didn't sell the most. It was their first full-length studio album from Wall of Voodoo, right out of Los Angeles, a new wave band, which is kind of funny because new wave doesn't mean shit. You know, there was all kinds of different styles out there, punk, ska, rockabilly, pop. But what was new wave? I don't know. Anyways, 1981 on IRS Records. IRS Records. Featuring Standard Ridgeway, Mark Moreland, Bruce Moreland, guitar and bass guitar respectively, Chaz Gray on keyboards, and Joe Nannini hitting them drums and percussion. Wall of Voodoo, that's right. And they first, actually they started way back in 1977, somewhere around there. And Standard was playing... Actually, he was working in the film business, I believe, and their sound, their his film company was actually across the street from a punk club, The Mask. So Ridgeway kind of got involved with the punk scene, and he met Mark Moreland, the guitarist, started jamming with him, and so on and so forth, and then the band grew from there. All right. Well, let's get out into the music now and not have me babble anymore. Right here on Brad's Vinyl, Wall of Voodoo.
Over.
Holy shit! Woohoo! Awesome! That, I have forgotten how much I like that LP and the band Wall of Voodoo. I am Brad to the bone. My skin is crawling. The hairs on the back of my skin are standing up. That's called a skin orgasm, for those of you that don't know about that. Synthesizers, wow. The percussion, just can't be beat. I absolutely loved that. Yeah, back in flesh. We started out with Red Light, the first track on there, moving into 2 minutes to Lunch, and then a nice little spacey transition as we get into the nightmarish song Animal Day, about the animals taking over. My girlfriend is a horse, the animals have cars, and they're starting to run us over. Yeah, uh-oh, I'm feeling hair on my neck, I'm an animal. And then moving into Full of Tension, Stand at Full Attention, with a sudden ending there saying, Stand at Full Attention. An interesting play on words. Wonder what the meaning is behind that. Me and My Dad, 3 minutes and 20 seconds. The longest track on that LP. Oh, I'm sorry, that is not the second longest track on that LP. Side A, you know, lyrics like Got a Good Thing Going. Me and My Dad, fishing trips and all that, you know. Kind of cool. And then another nice synthesizer transition into the final track on that side, into Back in Flesh. And very, very factory corporate kind of sounding there. This whole LP is actually kind of geared towards it's sounding like a factory theme to it. About punching time clocks, you know. The lyrics on that one start, someone smashed my alarm, it's got me on the edge, it's so sharp, and you know I won't go, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. The corporation's boiling over, everybody's taking over. It's good shit to get high to. Wow. Just wow. Standard Ridgeway there on vocals. Mark Moreland guitar, Bruce Moreland bass guitar and keyboards, and then your synthesizers, Chase Gray, Joe Nannini, drums and percussion. Wall of Voodoo, like I was saying, they're actually best known for their hit in 1983, which came out after this LP, Mexican Radio. I do have that LP. We'll be hearing it at a later time. But like I said, Standard Ridgeway was into film and discovered the punk scene because it was right across the street from his studio, and he hooked up with Mark Moreland, which happened to be the guitarist for the Skulls, a punk band, and they started jamming together. Picked Bruce Moreland, Mark's brother, as bassist, and grew Wall of Voodoo. Their name, the band name was actually a reference to a comment made by a friend of Ridgeway's in the Fibonacci's band, a guy named Berardi. Joe Berardi allegedly was listening to some of the tracks that Ridgway had created, and Ridgway, Stannard jokingly compared the multi-drum machine that was going on there and the organ recordings to Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. And Berardi commented and said, it sounds more like Wall of Voodoo to me. And guess what? The name stuck. So thank you, Joe, for giving them the name Wall of Voodoo. And I am going to head on into side two, I guess, right now, of Wall of Voodoo's Dark Continent, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
We'll be right back. my face mixed with salty tears. Confirm your happiness, everything is looking good. Look down, feel the pain, fall a teardrop to the ground. Think back through the phrases. Restore sanity to the blind, you know she's gone now. All these not the good times. Good times, good times, leaving them pretty soon. When I'm over the pain of missing you. Good times, good times, arriving just as soon as all the flames extinguish the memories that I knew. Thinking it's full of things had worked out fine, but I knew it hurt you, if you knew you were hurting me. Day breaks, clouds move, and the sun comes through the rain, but for now I'm living back in the stormy night. Memories that I knew.
See the bell.
There's one more bell to crack. All right, Brad to the bone here. That song actually sucked, I gotta say. I didn't like it. But you are here with Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl and Wall of Voodoo Dark Continent Side B. And Side B starting out with more minor key sounds. Teetsy Fly. Moving into Call Box, 1, 2, 3, This Way Out, Good Times, and Crack the Bell. Teetsy Fly, a nice minor key song, as are many of the tracks on this LP. And Call Box, 1, 2, 3, very industrial sounding. Kind of, I don't know. I press the buttons now, voices keep popping in the call box out, blah, blah. It sounds like pressing buttons down in a factory, but who knows? This Way Out, a doomsday song. Sounds a little bit like a bombing run, maybe, a little flight on an airplane. I'm going on a doomsday run, bombs away, who's in charge, better ask the Sarge. Yeah, the apocalypse and war. Yes, another war song, This Way Out. Good times, that's a fun one. I don't know. It's a upbeat song about moving on in a failed relationship, I would have to say, with lyrics like flames, as the flames extinguish the memories of you. Yeah, and then finishing up with Crack the Bell. So, Standard Ridgeway, Mark and Bruce Moreland, Chaz Gray, Joe Nannini, Wall of Voodoo. Another one of my favorite bands out there. I have so many favorites, it's kind of getting redundant. But that's what Brad's Vinyl is all about, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Brad's Vinyl. We'll talk at you next time. Thanks again for listening.